Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Y'all looking good.
It's not the hair.
Welcome back to A&A Management Presents Blazing the World radio show, where we are ministry and music. I do apologize. I had slight technical difficulty, but we're back on the air. I was just playing before I had that issue, Corey's Webb single Made a Way, and we're going to play it again. But I want to welcome my co-host, Pastor Elmer Gabriel. Say hello to the people, sir.
What's going on, family? I'm looking forward
right
to
now.
This show.
I am too. You know, we got an amazing show for you tonight. It's none other than Minister Corey Webb, who's also gospel recording artist, and an entrepreneur. He's doing great things. One thing I love about this young man, Pastor Gabriel, is that he's on fire for the kingdom, and he has an amazing testimony, amazing journey, and he is just real. So with no further ado, welcome Minister Corey Webb.
Blessings, Wanda. Pastor Gabriel, God bless each and one of y'all. Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you. Go ahead, Pastor.
I want the guy to know we're excited to have him on. Wow.
I know that's right.
Wow, I'm excited.
I mean, and so you, our queue is full. You know, we want to tell you to take a moment to tweet, text, let somebody know that it's going down on Blazing the World Radio. We on fire for the kingdom. And so, Corey, tell people who don't know who you are, give them just a little bit about Minister Corey Webb.
Well, again, once again, thank you, Wanda, for having me, Pastor Gabriel. I am Pastor Corey Webb. I am the lead pastor of the Woke Church, ATL, right there in Lithonia, Georgia. I'm a gospel artist. I love worship and praise to our God. And I just believe that we need to be a light in the midst of darkness, especially in this time that which we're living in now.
Amen. And you know, I know the Woke Church is here in Atlanta, like you said, in Lithonia, which I don't live too far from. But also, you have a movement called The Awakening. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yes, The Awakening Movement is a movement. I believe that we are living in a time where we need to awaken to God, to what God's timing, what he's doing in our lives, to awaken to our purpose and our destiny. I believe that a lot of systems, a lot of things that have been going on has caused people to fall asleep. They're falling asleep, giving up on their purpose and their destiny. And I believe that God has raised me up for this time to wake folk up and let them know that they have work to do. And this is their season. This is their time to fulfill their purpose and their destiny.
Amen. Pastor Gabriel, do you have a question?
Yes, I, Pastor Corey, I usually seek people and let them know that the artist is going to be on. So I sort of let them know that I'm going to get that question. So here's my first one. Some 15 years ago, around 2007, you were a top 10 finalist on BET. How did that impact your life? Wow. I haven't had that question in quite a while. First of all, I'm going to say this, Pastor Gabriel and Wanda, that Sunday Best was one of the greatest opportunities that I ever had. And I'm being honest with you. Because many aspiring singers, musicians, to be able to have a platform as big as BET was, and you have millions and millions of people that watch, tuned in weekly to hear you sing and to root for you or to vote against you, to have top-notch gospel artists of this day. We're not talking about average people. We're talking about legends. Coach you and prepare you for the industry and prepare you for the music, for what you was getting ready to get into. It was very important. And I'm going to say this and just be honest with you and just encourage everybody that's aspiring singers and musicians. Sometimes you have to step out of the little box that you are in. You know, everybody in your church, they pat you on the back, mama. They pat you on the back. They say, oh, you are a great singer. You are an anointed worshiper. You are, but sometimes you have to step out of the box. And I believe that you have to go into platforms and begin to exercise the gifts that God has put you, that God has placed inside of you. Because when you step in that direction where God is calling you, all it's going to do is stretch you even greater. And I was very young. It was in 2008 when I did Sunday Best. And when I did that, imagine having Kirk Franklin as the host. B.B. Winans of the legendary B.B. and C.C. Winans, and then Mary, coach you and judge your gifts. In so many words, they was looking at you and they were saying, they were seeing what you have to offer to the music world, to the world, period. You know, so it was a blessing for me. It was a challenge. Because if you was insecure in any type of way with your gift, you had to get over that real quick and grow. You know what I'm saying? But it prepared me for the real world. Lots of times, many of us, when God calls us, God puts us in the incubation chamber. You know what I'm saying? He's cultivating us, but he's also protecting us from things that we don't know, things that we have never seen before. And so when God said, okay, I want you to go ahead and move in this direction, okay, it was no longer I'm in the incubation chamber. Now I'm in the real world. And it was time for me to fly. And it prepared me to be able to be an independent artist as I am now, as well as a pastor, to understand the difference between ministry and the industry.
Mm.
And I know I said a whole mouthful when I said that.
Yes, you did. Now, go ahead, sir.
Can I have one more question?
Pastor Gabriel, yes, sir.
Pastor, how does being a father, a spouse, and being an entrepreneur, a recording artist, a singer, a songwriter, a producer, a vocal arranger, how do you juggle all that?
Well, by the grace of God, I believe that when God has called you to be a father, if God called you to be a husband or a wife, if God's called you to be a singer, a pastor, then God has graced you to be able to walk in those different functions, you know. And I believe not only has he graced me, but there are some practical things that needs to take place. You have to get balance, find balance for your life. Like, for instance, myself, there are so many times since I've been in the gospel industry since I've been in my 20s. So early in my 20s, operating in the music industry, it was just me. You know what I mean? So when you become a father, and then when you get married, and now a pastor, you have other responsibilities, and you have to put them in their proper place and be able to operate, because I believe that God requires us to be in order and everything to be done decently and in order. You know, and when you get order in your life and you be practical and you put things in its proper place, I truly believe that God can bless you even more. The Bible says what? If you be faithful over a few things, I can't hear nobody, he'll make you ruler over many things. So, so you have to be consistent. You have to be faithful to God first. You know what I mean? And then faithful to your family. And then you can be faithful to the call that's on your life.
Amen. Now, I want our listening audience to know, I've known this young man for many, many years. And when I first met him, you know, he was doing gospel music, and our paths would cross in the industry. But in the latter years, and I shared this with him, what impressed me about him so is the light of Christ that shines through him. So, Corey, I want you to tell people, because I know the answer, but tell them a little bit about that processing. You know, you were doing gospel music first, but God was preparing you even when you were doing gospel music for such a time as this. So share that part of your testimony, because this is ministry and music. Ministry always comes first in what we do.
Yes, yes. Well, I want to go back to the BET Sunday Best, because that had a major training ground for me. Why? Because my mother and my father, they couldn't be there on the set when I was going through that process. So when I was going through that process, it was just me and God. And so there was many things that I also believe that God really was speaking to me while I was on in L.A. On the set of through the finale. And he was speaking to me, and he was letting me know that this is the industry, meaning lights, camera, action. You know, a lot of times I grew up in church. Everything was centered around God, meaning that when you worship and you open up your mouth to sing and worship, it wasn't about you. It wasn't about your run or your wrist. It wasn't about none of that. It was about touching the heart of God and being able to lead other people to his presence. But then there was a different part that is not all what is required. You're required for performance in the industry. I'm helping somebody out. Y'all want the real or y'all want the fake? Y'all tell me. Y'all want the real? Y'all want
the
fake? But the industry, there's many singers that sing very well and have oil and anointing on their life, but they can't perform. Woo, that sounds crazy. That sounds like an oxymoron when you're talking about gospel music. Ain't everything supposed to be we worshiping Jesus and worshiping God? But the industry, it was a lot more to be a professional gospel artist. We're not just talking about just a singer or a worshiper, but you're supposed to be a professional worshiper. It was life, camera, action. It was so funny that some of the contestants, they would be waiting to go on, and so they want to have a whole prayer meeting in the back right before they get up and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the people in all of the people that was in high places was like, you should already came ready. That's a word for somebody right there. You should have already been ready before you even showed up to the show. You should have already prayed. You should have already did Jehoiada Messiah. You should have already poured a whole bunch of oil on your forehead and you anointed your hands and your vocal cords. And you should have already been ready before you enter out of the world. That's how we need to be in the world. Before we even go outside, we should be prayed up. We should be seeking God's presence. But when you step out into the world, it's showtime, baby. It's time to go. We don't got time. Ain't no time for no games. Ain't no time for you getting it together. Ain't no time for you to put on a show to act like you got it all. No, you got to have it when it's time to have it. And so that's what was a major experience with Sunday Best. But God showed me that I wanted something more than just a show. My God, I'm preaching better right now than I'm getting an amen. Hallelujah. But yeah, I wanted something, Wanda, I wanted something more than that. The Bible says in the last days that there's going to be people that's going to have a form, my God, of godliness, but they're going to deny the power. So we're living in a time today where folks are getting up there singing and they're worshiping. They look the part. They sound the part, but they got no oil. They don't got no power. They have no backup. Yeah. So that's when God was really dealing with me and said, Corey, what's going to happen in your life is going to be unusual. You're not going to go this way. So I don't want you to sign a contract. I had an opportunity to sign a deal, and I turned it down because there was some other stuff that was going on. But God said, don't do it. He said, and I had to tell the general manager that I've been independent for so long, I'm going to go with God. And so I just want to encourage you that's out there is that you don't have to be what you see on television or on the Stellar Awards. You don't have to be that. God is raising up something different, something new, something fresh. People that really want God, they don't want to just sound good. They don't just want to look good and have nice clothes and everybody and being and having their calendar, but they really want to be used by God. They really want somebody's life changed. And that's what I believe that I had my awakening on the set of Sunday Best.
Now, before we take a music moment, I know that your parents had prepared you. And so you stepped into the calling of being a pastor.
Yes.
That you know you got you went to Oral Roberts University.
Yes.
You went. You did some other things. Like I said, you know, I met you years ago. I think we met at the Sea Room.
Yes, ma'am, at the Sea Room.
And so y'all don't know that's not a club. That's a gospel cafe.
It's not the boom boom room.
You went down there dropping it like it was hot. You weren't doing that. I had my clients, and he was there, and I knew the young man could sing. Like I said, stated earlier, there wasn't no doubt in my mind about his vocal capabilities. But when you see what God does, like, you know, he was just saying, when you faithful with a little.
Yes.
And see, we have to understand. You don't want me to start preaching because I will go there quick.
Oh, you talking good. You talking good now.
When we understand that our life is a journey, it has purpose. And God says,
yes.
I know the plans I have for you. So you can question what his plans may be.
Yes.
When I look at all the things God has allowed you to go through for your good, it amazes
yes.
me. And anybody that's listening to you now, they would have to have scales on their eyes.
Yep.
Not to see the man of God that God is maturing you to be.
Thank you so much.
Pastor Gabriel, you got another question? And
yes.
then we're going to take a music break.
Okay. I need a break. The brother done got me full.
I told you you didn't want to miss the show. I'm telling y'all to let people know because he is a great man of God. And if you can't see, he loves God more than he loves himself.
Yes.
Well, before we take the break, can I just let Brother Corey know that, Pastor Corey know that he's giving me something tonight. I'm going to preach. You told me you don't have to be what you see. Do you know how many young people are trying to mimic folks that they think got it going on?
Come on.
Lord, you said you don't have to be what you see. Brother, let's go.
Yes, sir.
You don't tell me nothing else. You didn't say it enough.
And see, that's one thing about the gospel music industry. You know, I know it too well. We say gospel music, but it's not gospel anymore. They're not spreading the good news or the gospel about Jesus. It's just the music industry. So if you don't
yep.
know what you're getting into, you get lost.
Can I say something to you right there, Miss Wanda? Let me say
mm-hmm.
this. You said it. You pulled it from me. And that was the point that I was trying to make is that my parents put the God in me. My grandparents. Come on. Both of my grandfathers bishops.
All right.
You know, and so I grew up thinking that everybody was like how I was brought until I got exposed to the music business. And when I got exposed to the music business, I realized quickly what I thought I wanted, I realized it wasn't there. So many times we are building our platforms to impress the other platforms. So many times we are doing what we're doing, whether it's singing, whether it's preaching, and we want other people, we want people to accept us and pick us up. But God spoke to me, and this has been years now that I've been operating like this, but God spoke to me and said, I just want you to be like John the Baptist that was in the wilderness. The Bible just called him a voice that was crying in the wilderness. And when he was a voice, he didn't have to go into folks' circles. He didn't have to go knock on doors and say, can I be a part of your table? No, but as he began to open up his mouth and begin to speak and walk in his calling, his voice and his gift drew people to him. My God.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole point is this, is that I thought, and many other people think, that you need the industry to be relevant, that you need this table to be relevant. But all you need is God, your calling, and your gift. And God, everything that's supposed to be connected to your assignment, everything, my God, that you're supposed to have to accomplish his purpose, not your purpose, but his purpose for your life, he's going to add it to you. All you got to do is walk in it.
Preach, Pastor.
I'm done.
I use poor grammar. Ain't he preaching?
Preach, Pastor.
I'm just saying. I'm done.
Well,
I can
take it. Well, I'm going to come back to you, Pastor Gabriel. I want to get some of his music in, and, you know, time goes by real quickly, but this is our music moment, and we're going to listen to I Gotta Pray by Pastor Corey Webb.
My time is now.
From the east to the west coast, everybody come on. Lift up your hands. From the north to the dirty south, open up your mouth. Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. All my people from the Midwest are gonna test your chest with nothing less but the best. That's how we get down with that sound. Straight from the spirit, can you get with it? Let's give it to them.
I gotta praise and gotta get it out. I gotta praise, gotta get it out. Yeah. I gotta praise, gotta get it out. And make me wanna thumb my feet, and make me wanna leap for joy. I just can't live without you. This joy I feel, yeah, it feels so real. Oh, oh. It feels like fire shut up in my soul.
My time is now.
From the east to the west coast, everybody come on. Lift up your hands. From the north to the dirty south, open up your mouth. Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. All my people from the Midwest are gonna test your chest with nothing less but the best. That's how we get down with that sound. Straight from the spirit, can you get with it? Let's give it to them.
I gotta praise and gotta get it out. I gotta praise, gotta get it out. And make me wanna thumb my feet, and make me wanna leap for joy. I just can't live without you. This joy I feel, yeah, it feels so real. Oh, oh. It feels like fire shut up in my soul.
Hello, can everybody hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can everybody hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Corey? Pastor
Basil? Yes, I can hear you.
To be going in and out, so I do apologize for that. But no, we
no
gonna keep going.
No problem.
But I pray. I gotta pray, and then maybe it's something, you know, the streaming doesn't like, because the radio show does stream on Spotify and some other streaming sites. So I have no idea, but we give God all the praise because we're moving forward. I was attempted to play. I Got a Praise by Corey Webb, and we're going to get this music in here. If I see the queue is full. If you have a question for Pastor Corey, all you got to do is press the number 1, and I'll see your hand up, and then we'll bring you on. You can state your name and where you're calling from and ask your question. Pastor Gabriel, I know you got a lot of questions to ask, so I'm going to yield the floor to you.
I know the how the Lord. Can you sort of help? Can you sort of help us that want to be in ministry for God and that are called to minister to God? Can you sort of help us? What was the hardest thing Satan threw at you? Have thrown at you that you had to press your way through? If you can talk about it.
Of course I could talk about it. I believe that one of the things, there's three things, of course, that everybody knows from Scripture that the enemy tries to do. He tries to come at you with the pride of life. You know, he tried to come and show you all of the kingdoms. And he tried to come and do all kind of stuff, tempt you before you could tempt God. He'll try all kind of stuff. One of the things for me, that was the very interesting is how, remember how God said, God promised Abraham, he said, I'm going to give you a promise. I'm going to give you a son. And the very son that God promised him with, he tested him with.
Mm. he talked about down somebody else's leg.
So one of the things I want to encourage you with is that sometimes your greatest desire, I feel God right through here, hallelujah, but your greatest desire, your greatest, what people don't know that since I've been 8 or 9 years old, I had a desire. No, I take that back. Since I was 5 years old, while my father had choirs and all the gospel groups and his own label, when I was 5 years old, I knew that I was going to be a gospel artist. It was something that it was just something in my spirit, in my heart, knowing that this was going to be my path, a knowing. But of course, you got to walk it out. I even at 9 years old, I dated Dillion Richards. I don't know if y'all remember Dillion Richards. She was a child gospel artist back in the day, and I knew that this is what I wanted to do, to the point where when time comes, when the fulfillment of time comes, and now I'm at my peak of music and ability, I'm at my peak with writing, I'm at my peak of influence with musicians and other singers, at my peak where I'm meeting people that's behind the scenes. The very thing that I desired most, God sent me with it. Do you want this more? Yes, God. Then you want to be in my presence? Do you want to be the next Kirk Franklin? Or and ain't nothing wrong, let me clarify, ain't nothing wrong with Kirk Franklin. I love Kirk Franklin. But or any other gospel artist that I may mention the name. Do you want to be the next Dietrich Haddon? Do you want to be the next Marvin Winans? Do you want to be the next Rance Allen? Is that what you want to be? Or you want to be used by me? Not saying that they're not being used by him, but I'm just saying Do you want, is that what you're going, is that your goal? Is that your goal to be the number one gospel artist? Is it your goal to be, to have them golden plaques? Them golden statues? Are you worshiping the golden statues? What is your goal?
Right.
What is, do you want that or do you want me? And so that's one of the main things that I was faced with in the industry, and I had to make a serious decision. I mean, it was a pain. It was something that I wanted so bad. I had it at my fingertips. But guess what? I wasn't willing to sacrifice.
Amen.
My God, I wasn't willing to sacrifice my body, and I wasn't willing to sacrifice my soul.
Hallelujah.
And when I made a conscious decision, and y'all, when I tell you I wanted this thing so bad, I've been going after it all my life. I've been independent, spending my own money, traveling from city to state to state, showcases, paying for showcases. And if there's anybody on here, I'm going to tell y'all real quickly. If you got to pay, I know this is going against everybody's thing, but if you got to pay to be on somebody's showcases, then you don't need to be on there. I know that sounds crazy.
Come on now.
I done messed up everybody's thing. If I got to pay to be on somebody's stage to preach, then I don't need to be up there. That's not a platform. If I got to pay my way for my gift to be heard, no, that ain't God.
Come on now.
That is not God. See, I know y'all, why y'all quiet on me? Y'all done left me.
No,
y'all done left me
on
the island. Yeah, but if I got to pay to be on somebody's showcase, and just check this out. You know how many showcases I paid for? And let me tell you, does it do anything for you? Only thing is for you to say, I had an opportunity to sing, these folks was in the room. And then 99% of the folks that's at the showcase is barely listening to you.
That's
so what, you don't, there you go. There you go. So I'm saying this, and I'm being honest with you, the world, worldliness, paganism, all kind of stuff have crept into the church, have crept into to what we call sanctified and holy, has crept in. And God ain't nowhere in it. I know that. Y'all, why y'all call me to this show? Y'all know I'm a whole full-fledged preacher out here in these streets.
y'all done put me in, but
I have a prophetic anointing. So, you know, the prophetic gets sometimes it's harsh. But I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know from what I've experienced.
My God.
But you can be in the desert. My God, right through here. You could be in the wilderness and lifting up your voice and somebody see you. And you didn't have to pay a dollar. You could be at your small church and worship and somebody video records you by accident. And you go viral. If it's the Lord's will. But there's so many people that's pushing their way. There's so many people that's pushing their way. There's so many people that want to be seen. There's so many people that want things so bad that God's saying, it's not the time for you right now for that. I don't got that for you. No. I know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hide you for this season until you get mature and realize it don't got nothing to do with you. It don't got nothing to do with what you desire, what you want. It's about my purpose.
Amen.
And when we and we realize that it's about God's will, God's purpose, that's when God will shine his light on you and he'll promote you.
Amen.
So I hope I answered your question, Pastor.
Yes, you did.
Seems like when I go to – go ahead, Pastor.
No. I just wanted to know. He's helping me.
He's helping me, too. And I believe he's helping our listeners. Now, Corey, I'm going to put you on the spot because when I play your music, it seems to cut off everything. So give us a little – a cappella of your favorite worship song.
Let me see. What is my favorite worship song right now? I got a lot.
I know
lot
you're a worshiper.
Going through my head. But let me think real quick.
Take your time.
All right. I got one.
Or either one of your songs. I'll make it easy for you.
I'm gonna sing a worship song. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And you reign on the throne, for you are my God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, yes, God, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yes, I love that. That's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites.
It's a part of your testimony and what you just shared with us. You made a rightful decision to show the Lord that you love him more than anything. And one of the things I love about Pastor Gable, he says all the time, he stopped sinning because he was tired of disappointing God. Now, that's a word right there.
Yes.
We need to get in our spirit that we're so tired of disappointing God that we want to turn around. Did you get that, Pastor Gable? That we want to make some changes in our lives.
Yes.
We
and
need
you
to
can
let
tell.
Him know.
Come on.
Go ahead.
No, I'm in agreement with you. But you can tell in this season, and I'm going to let y'all know, I'm going to give y'all a little secret, what's hitting the earth today. This week, three major earthquakes have hit. A typhoon hit Taiwan just the other day. There's so many things, Russia and everything, they're talking about war. In this next season, you got to know God for yourself.
Listen,
I thank God for all of these programs. I thank God for every service that we go to and have. I thank God for all of these mega conferences. I thank God for all of these TV shows we have and all of this stuff, but at the end of the day,
come on,
you got to know Jesus. You got to know God. You got to talk to him. You got to surrender to him because guess what? The things that's getting ready to come, you know, I believe that you're going to have to hear his voice and know his voice. And God got to know yours. When you cry out, Can he distinguish? Oh, that's my baby over there. That's my child over there. Hey, sending angels to dispatch angels for your sake. We need that type of an anointing and that type of seek in our spirit today.
Amen. Well, you know the word says that his children know his voice.
That's it. a stranger, he will not follow.
Mm-mm. And God is not pleased with the condition of the world today. So we got to realize that when you're talking about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia, what's going on with the them misusing and mistreating the immigrants from Venezuela, you know, what's going on in our time that, you know, even though they don't tell us it's a full-blown recession. But here's the key to it. I don't worry about any of that because I trust God.
That part. As long as we got here, we good.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want nobody
else. You talking right, lady.
I don't want nobody else. Take no man. Take my children.
Yeah.
Take my friends.
Yeah.
Do me like Jesus.
That part right there. Yes, ma'am.
So our time is winding down, and I want to give Corey a chance. You know, I opened the lines up to callers. I just, you know, you're preaching so well, sir, they ain't got nothing to say. So,
well, I just want to tell I love each and every one of y'all that tuned in.
Oh, there's a question. There's somebody on the line. So we're going to pull them in, caller. I want you to state your name. You're calling from 405-650. State your name and ask your question for Pastor Corey Webb. Caller, can you hear me? Caller from 405-650.
Yes, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to thank you all. I'm so full. I'm so blessed. You said something, and each of you have said something. And one thing that matters most that people don't even realize, the Lord told us we've got to deny ourselves.
That
so all of this talk about what I want, what I want to do, who I want to be, he said deny yourself. And I don't see, Pastor Corey, how is it people can know what you're doing and you not care enough that God is watching you because you're so wrapped up in that form of an image that you're doing instead of the obedience that God has written in his word that you're supposed to follow?
That's powerful. Well, I love what you said. Bible, Jesus said, he that come after me must first, what, deny himself?
Deny himself.
And take up his cross and follow me. Yes, and to encourage you, and what you said was, is that reason why people tend to not to be able to see what God is saying or hear what God is saying is because they have deceived themselves into believing this is what God wants for my life.
That's right. Oh, praise God.
You know, there's for many years, you know, you think this is what God has, but then when I finally got to a certain place where I was able to see behind the scenes and see, I said, I messed up here. I don't think God wants me to go. And if he did want me to go in this direction, he wants me to be a light and be able to transform this industry.
Minister to me, and I'm gonna be gone. But the one testimony I've had all of my life, and I'm 66 years old, I tell everybody, when I stop wanting and God started wanting me to have, is when my life totally changed. Because he's not going to give it to you if it matters more to you than it means you blessing somebody else.
Mm. That's good.
When I stop wanting and say, God, you've done enough for me, and that's when he started wanting me to have.
Amen. Well,
thank you all.
God
bless
you. God bless you too. We have time for one more call. If you have a call for Pastor Corey, just lift up your hand and we'll pull you in. If not, if you get ready to close, Pastor Corey, if people want to follow you on social media, or if they want to book you, or if they want any additional information, tell them where they can find you at.
Awesome, awesome. Where you can find me at, you can email me at woke, W-O-K-E, church, A-T-L, at gmail.com. If you would like to book me or anything, if you'd like to follow me on social media, Facebook, you can just type in Corey Webb. And on Instagram, it's Mr. M-R period underscore C Webb. And you can follow me also at Woke Church ATL, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere.
Okay. Now, if somebody wanted to come into your church, give the address to your church.
Yes, the address to my church is 2244 Panola Road. That's 2244 Panola Road. That's Lithonia, Georgia. And I don't know the zip code, but y'all can find it from there.
Well, you know, you don't live too far from me.
Yes.
Brother Corey, you still there?
Yes, I am.
To be in the presence of B.B. Winans and Mary Mary and Kirk Franklin and Ty Tribbett and Marvin Sapp and Rance Allen and Pastor Shirley Caesar and Beverly Crawford and India Airy, I mean, and still be as humble as you are. Man, that's I'm really encouraged. I really am.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate it, man. But one thing I realized, and I met all of them, and a lot of them has been really a blessing to me. They gave me great wisdom. All of them has. But one of the things I will say is that knowing your calling, knowing your destiny, what you're called to, we have a lot of people that likes to imitate others because we like what they do or we are inspired by them. But you have to understand that God has called you with a great purpose, and he wants you to be different, be unique. And everybody has their own gift. Corey Webb cannot be Kirk Franklin. Corey Webb cannot be Dietrich Hatton. Corey Webb cannot be Jay Moss. But everything that God has made me to be, that's what I strive to be every day.
Wow. Can you, I know we got to get out of here. Can you pray for us before we leave?
Sure can. Father God, we just thank you for everyone that's on this call, even right now. Lord God, we speak a heavy anointing for this time, a heavy anointing for this season. Lord God, we speak, Lord, blessings on each and every person that's on this line. We speak, Lord God, that we are awakening to your purpose for our lives. We are awakening to the assignment that you have for us, Lord God. You said in your word to work while it is day, for when night comes, no man can work. And Lord God, we're going to pick up our plow, Lord God, and we're going to follow you today, God. We're going to follow after your mercy, follow after the blessings that you and the favors that you have on our lives. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, you have called us with a great purpose. You have called us to do something major for you. And, Lord God, we thank you that, Lord God, from this day forward, our eyes will be open. Our ears will be open. Our hearts will be open to not what we desire, but for your will for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I thank you each and every one of our listeners for listening today. You want to stay tuned to next Thursday. We're going to have Jasmine Gabriel on the line. She's the founder of I Am Enough. You don't want to miss this, Corey. I mean, the girl is cold. show
awesome.
To Blazing the World, Ministry and Music. And next Thursday, we'll keep you in prayer and we'll see you there. Thank you, Corey.
Love you, family.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.